The news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The three coalition leaders have expressed their confidence in the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, despite his failure to renew a rental property registration with the Residential Tenancies Board. The Minister has described the failure to comply with the RTB rules in 2019 as an oversight and said this was completed online last week. Opposition parties say questions remain to be answered. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is expected to speak to the media later this morning in Dublin about an issue which overshadowed yesterday's elevation of Fianna Fáil's Dara Cailleary to the position of Minister of State. Minister Donnelly has characterised his failure to register his property with the RTB back in 2019 as an oversight, but pointed out he did register it in 2011 and in 2015 and it was declared to the Dáil's Register of Members' Interests. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said Minister Donnelly had explained his oversight. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach said Leo Varadkar had confidence in Minister Donnelly, a position echoed by the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. However, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan said it's vital that the highest level of transparency exists in politics and ministers need to lead from the front.
A United Nations report has said allegations of human rights abuses committed in the Chinese region of Xinjiang against Uyghur Muslims may constitute crimes against humanity. The long-delayed report found that there are credible allegations of arbitrary detention, forced labour and sexual violence. The UN has urged China to release all detainees in Xinjiang and comply with international law. China insists it is running training centres to counter extremism. The publication of the report came just minutes before Michelle Bachelet ended her four-year term as UN Human Rights Commissioner and after months of pressure from China not to release it. China's UN ambassador has said the Xinjiang issue is a completely fabricated and politically motivated lie. But Erkin Siddiq of the US-based Uyghur Project Foundation said international pressure needed to continue.
I am very happy that this report finally came out, but I feel that the UN acted very slowly. It has been at least 5 years that China carried out a large scale of Uyghur genocide. And this report does not mention any numbers about how many people were put in prisons, how many in concentration camps, how many in forced labor factories, and how many have died since 2014, for example.
A team from the UN's nuclear watchdog is expected to visit the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant later today. It's being described as one of the most difficult missions since the International Atomic Energy Agency's history. The convoy of 14 inspectors will have to travel through an area which has seen intense fighting. Hours before the expected visit, Ukraine again accused Russia of shelling the city where the station is located and possible routes to be used by the monitors. The head of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said the inspectors will visit the plant despite increased military activity in the area today. The Minister of State with responsibility for older people, Mary Butler, has expressed her concern at an apparent increase in the incidence of nursing home providers leaving the sector. Some owners are opting to provide accommodation for other vulnerable groups, such as people fleeing the war in Ukraine. When ceasing operations, smaller nursing homes have cited difficulties in terms of financing and resources. On this programme, Minister Butler said she was working on a programme to address costs in the sector, but nursing home residents and their families needed adequate notice of closure.
So there is a legal requirement already there. So when a provider notifies HICRA that they no longer wish to register as a nursing home and to provide nursing home care, they must give at least 6 months' notice to HICRA if they intend to close. And what I want to see happening now is that 6 months is adhered to, because this will give the residents, the families and the public health authorities appropriate time to respond effectively.
From today, healthcare workers, as well as people aged 12 to 49 with long-term health conditions, are being invited by the HSE to register for their next COVID-19 booster vaccine. The HSE has said appointments will be available from today. The executive has also said that it will shortly be inviting parents of immunocompromised children aged 5 to 11 to register their child for their first booster dose. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Choose Grant's A++ Airona 3 air-to-water air source heat pump for efficient, sustainable, cost-effective heating. Visit grant.eu.
Mist and fog will clear quickly this morning to leave a mostly dry and sunny day. However, some cloud will develop through the middle of the day, bringing a few isolated showers. Highest temperatures 18 to 21 degrees in light to moderate easterly breezes.